AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Oil prices are dropping. Stocks are surging. The Dow is up more than 1,000 points. It follows the announcement from Iran the Strait of Hormuz has reopened. It's part of the 10-day ceasefire in Lebanon. The ceasefire appears to be holding. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the reopening could set off an economic boom.
It's not that hard to hit 6% growth if these shovels get in the ground. Right? When they get in the ground is key, but when those shovels hit the ground, you hit 6% GDP growth, whether you like it or not, whether you want to agree or disagree. Shovels.
The AP's Charles de la Desma reports on EU reaction.
President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Keir Starmer have welcomed the announced reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, but say it must become permanent. Europe nations plan to restore maritime security there with a meeting of military planners in London next week. Speaking after a meeting of some 50 countries, Macron said, "We all demand the full, immediate and unconditional reopening of the strait by all parties." Starmer said the announcement by Iran and the US that the waterway is open must become both lasting and a workable proposal. He said France and the UK will lead a multinational mission to safeguard shipping as soon as conditions allow. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Pope Leo is encouraging young people in Cameroon to resist the temptation to migrate and stay at home and fight corruption. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports Cameroon is in the middle of a separatist conflict.
Pope Leo came here today. He wanted to bring a message of peace and to highlight an interfaith peace movement that is trying to care for the victims of this conflict and bring the separatists and the government together to talk and negotiate an end to it.
The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk wants a judge to ban cameras from the courtroom and says live broadcasts of the prosecution are violating his right to a fair trial. This is AP News. The Trump administration's lack of support for renewable energy is affecting farmers.
For almost 20 years, the Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program has funded more than $1.8 billion in grants and loans to farmers pursuing renewable energy that helps cut costs on electricity. But the Trump administration has halted that funding. Lauren Schellenberger of the Silicon Ranch Corporation says the demand for solar is urgent.
We don't have enough power on the grid now for all the load that's coming in the next couple of years, and solar is going to necessarily play a part in filling it.
A USDA spokesperson in the Trump administration says suspension of REAP grants is only temporary, but didn't say for how long. I'm Donna Water.
A suspected purse snatcher was rounded up after being chased through the streets of Manhattan by a mounted New York police officer and his horse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big on everything for your outdoor projects at Menards. We have everything you need to take care of your lawn. Revolutionize your lawn care routine with Menards' premium 4-in-1 lawn fertilizer. This one-step solution prevents crabgrass and kills and prevents weeds while keeping your lawn green for up to 4 months. Save big money on Menards' premium fertilizer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.